AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Sources tell the AP the head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection is being forced out.
Chris Magnus tells the Los Angeles Times he's been asked to step down or face termination, and he's defending his record and says he won't resign. Two sources tell the Associated Press the move is part of a larger shakeup expected at the Department of Homeland Security. In the fiscal year that just ended September 30th, there was a 37% increase in the number of migrants stopped at the border, surpassing 2 million for the first time. It's more than twice the highest level during the Trump administration. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says special military units have entered the city of Kherson, hours after Russia said it had completed withdrawing troops from the city. Kherson is one of the first cities to be captured in the war in Ukraine. The withdrawal could act as a springboard for further Ukrainian advances into occupied territory. At the COP27 climate change summit in Egypt, President Biden says new spending on clean energy initiatives has cemented the country's commitment to fighting global warming. He spoke about a new supplemental rule that will crack down on methane emissions. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas that contributes significantly to global warming.
Methane is 80 times more potent than carbon, and it accounts for nearly half of the net warming we're experiencing now. So cutting methane by at least 30% by 2030 can be our best chance to keep within reach of 1.5 degrees Celsius target.
The U.S. has committed some $375 billion over a decade to fight climate change. Days after Election Day, Democrats are holding on to narrow leads in key Arizona contests. But the races for U.S. Senate and governor there are still too early to call. About a fifth of the total ballots are left to be counted in Arizona. Earlier big losses on the Dow are fading away. This is AP News. An embattled crypto exchange is filing for bankruptcy.
FTX, the world's third largest crypto exchange, filed a petition for bankruptcy protection in Delaware today for itself, Alameda Research, and dozens of affiliated companies. FTX experienced the crypto equivalent of a bank run. Binance, a larger exchange, backed out of a deal to save the company after a look at the books led to the conclusion that FTX's problems were too big to solve. On Thursday, Sequoia Capital said it was writing down its total investment in FTX. Companies including Formula One team Mercedes have suspended sponsorship deals. Founder and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, recently estimated to be worth $23 billion, resigned, and his net worth has all but evaporated. He tweeted that he was shocked to see things unravel the way they did. The company's new CEO was listed as John Ray III, a longtime bankruptcy litigator best known for having to clean up the mess made after the collapse of Enron. The unraveling was causing ripple effects across the stock market and the crypto industry. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.